After meeting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Foreign Minister Wang Yi said that China and Japan are important neighbors, and it is hoped that his visit will become an important step for bilateral relations to return to normal track. Wang Yi said that China wants to place Sino-Japanese cooperation at a new starting point and cooperate on energy and financial areas.
Both sides have realized that the current improvement in Sino-Japanese relations was not easily won and should be doubly cherished. China attaches great importance to the positive information released by Prime Minister Abe and the Japanese government on improving relations with China. We are willing to meet Japan halfway and not only to maintain this momentum of improvement, but also to keep it going and to open up new prospects for bilateral relations.
Wang said the two sides should tap potential driving forces to upgrade bilateral economic cooperation to a new level. He also called for the two sides to oppose trade protectionism, safeguard the global free trade system, and help create an open world economy. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the signing of the Japan-China Treaty of Peace and Friendship. Abe said Japan is willing to take the opportunity to enhance bilateral ties and expand cooperation. He said the new measures for expanding China's opening up recently announced by Chinese President Xi Jinping will help promote bilateral economic ties. Abe said that he welcomes Chinese Premier Li Keqiang to visit Japan and to attend the trilateral leader summit between Japan, China, and South Korea. He expects the Belt and Road construction could help the recovery of regional economy. Meanwhile, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says China and Japan should promote their bilateral relationship.
This year marks the 40th anniversary of the signing of the China-Japan Treaty of Peace and Friendship. We hope that the two sides could observe the principles and consensus in the four statements signed by the two countries, have a correct approach to history, and abide by the One China principle so as to put in place the consensus of mutual cooperative partnership and mutually non-threatening, and ensure the bilateral relations develop steadily and further.
Wang Yi is on a three-day visit to Japan. During his visit in Tokyo, he co-chaired the fourth high-level economic dialogue between China and Japan with Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono. Kono said after the meeting, both sides agreed that a trade war would have serious consequences for the world economy.
We have shared understanding that a trade war, no matter which country has brought it about, would have a very large impact on the prosperity of the international economy.
Financial markets have been roiled recently over fears that a full-blown U.S.-China trade war could shatter global trade and economic growth. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.